Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Another win for the Indians last night. Trevor Bauer gives you another terrific outing. But, Tito, one of the things that has really jumped out the last 2 years, last year getting to the World Series and this year on that journey again, how much better you've been defensively. And Giovanni Urshela last night doesn't get credit for the win, but in some ways, did he win that game at third?
He sure did. I mean, Hammy, I'm going to go back even farther than that. Back a couple of years ago when we were really struggling, remember we made those trades at the deadline, and we brought up young guys, and Abe came over and played center. Frankie came to shortstop. Lonnie went to right. And our offense was a little bit better, but not significantly, but our record was, you know, because our pitching got better because we were playing clean baseball. Last night, that play at third, I mean, that was Trevor's toughest inning of the game. He threw 30 pitches. He had to wiggle out of a bases-loaded jam. And if that play's not made, we might still be playing. Or, I mean, that was – I'm not underestimating the importance of that, or overestimating. I mean, that play was an unbelievable play and probably saved the game.
I've had a chance to watch he and Frankie Lindor when they do early infield, which is refreshing to see guys like that working early on their defense. Those guys practice jump throws. You watch Giovanni Urshela practice landing in the third base coaching box, throwing to first, and you're like, what is he doing? And yet, Tito, there's a reason, isn't there?
You know, Hammy, sometimes the league, every once in a while, we'll get memos that they want to change batting practice procedures where so the fans can see different teams. And my response is always, we value so much when we're at home. We have that 15 minutes before batting practice where our infielders take ground balls together. That's why when I hear the older players say, well, they don't take infield anymore. No, we actually take a lot of it. We just do it early. And I like it when our guys do it together. The field's not all chopped up. Nobody's hitting batting practice where guys are ducking. All their energy and their focus is going on defense. And I think if you tell players it's not a priority, how are they supposed to feel like it is? So we make it a priority.
Well, I think the difference in your two wins, you've played better defense than have the Yankees. And a lot of times that's a separator when you have two good teams playing.
Yeah. I mean, and again, last night, Guyer pushing the envelope, going to third. We got a throw to hit the bag. I think when you hustle and you play aggressive but you're smart, it can lead to things like that. I've been really pleased with the way our base running is trending in the right direction. I have never felt like our guys don't hustle, but I thought for a while there we were a little careless with outs. We can't do that. And as much as you like the hustle, we have to be smart with it because one without the other doesn't work.
Well, he's made two really good starts since coming off the disabled list, but he hasn't had quite this challenge, talking about Danny Salazar. I know the Yankees are scuffling a little bit offensively, Tito, but goodness gracious, you look at that lineup and it's only a matter of time.
Boy, you're not kidding. You're not kidding, but we're excited to see. It's a good feeling when you're excited to see somebody, you know, take the ball. It's been two good outings. Consistency in our game is such a big word. Danny's worked pretty hard. So I think there's a lot of us that are thinking, boy, this can really propel us down the last 2 months. Because when you get a guy that can miss bats, you know, some of these teams, you have to miss some bats. You know, when you see Aaron Judge up there, guys like that, it's just nice for a guy to be able to miss some bats.
And you have to challenge, don't you, Tito? You can't be timid or pitch defensively.
You know, and that's easier said than done. I understand it. But when you start pitching around guys, putting on base runners, getting traffic, and then one turns into three or four, you know, limiting damage, and you have to do that by being aggressive.
How about Kip? Is he still looking good for tomorrow?
Yeah, he's all set. He wanted to be activated last night. He felt good. So we wanted him to play one more game. He ended up facing a left-handed knuckleballer. I'm sure he was thrilled about that. But he's all set to go. So we'll have to make a move tonight, but he'll play tomorrow.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and Yankees coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.